Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, we are. And we said Daily Gambit, but we changed our mind. We're going to do something different. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby, getting you, taking you up to, what is it, 6 o'clock? Is that when pregame
6:05
starts?
6:05 or 6:10.
6:10.
Nah,
6:03. That's when music starts.
Right, music starts at 6:03. That's when I stop talking.
That is not true.
You definitely have been cut off by that thing before.
Yeah, that is sure. That is when you start new topics, Chris.
I know.
And by the way, I will say this with Tony on the air. When I was hosting for Braden on Monday, Adam was in studio with me, and I missed multiple outs because I was yapping my flapping my gums, and so I have to apologize to Chris.
No, you don't need to every time we
you know,
miss it.
Right. You know what's even more hilarious is that you were allowed to, even with the boss doing the ones and twos on there.
Right. You had Adam sitting right over there, and you still overshot time.
That's hilarious.
Well, I look down, 11, it's 11, and I'm like, okay, I got a minute and a half I need to talk. And then I look back up, and it's like 14. I'm like, where did that 3 minutes go?
See, it's not that. Yeah. That's how it happens.
What you did basically was drive up to an intersection where a policeman was sitting there and drove through the red light anyway. Basically what you did.
Adam was like, on one of them, though, he was like really mad. He got up and left the room. And I was like, all right, I think I need to pay attention to that a little bit more.
That's hilarious. Anyway. I'm glad you shared that.
Yes, I had to tell you guys while you were on the show, Tony.
Okay, so obviously baseball's bubbled a little bit when the Rafael Devers deal happened, and that had kind of been boiling prior to that. You know, it was kind of the pot was hot, if you will, after he didn't like being removed from third base for Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
Which was the right move.
That's where he first got into the news, right?
Right.
Rafael Devers was just a guy until that happened, yeah.
Spring training. Remember, Bregman signed after camp had already started. So
okay.
We'll start there, okay? He ends up starting off the year slow, a lot of questions. Then he got hot. Nobody was discussing this. Everything was all good until they asked him to play first, after taking his third baseman glove away. Now, I think most people, including myself, are of the thought of, hey, man, if you can help the team, man, that's what you should do. Rafael Devers not quite seeing it the same way everybody else was seeing it. And so he gets traded. Boston gets fed up. They basically move him. They move him for, I think, a questionable package by most. Buster Posey is somewhere, you know, sipping some whiskey. Feeling like I got them on that one. Like that's my first real deal. Yeah, I'm up 1-0.
I would be feeling.
Yeah, no doubt. And so we get to a press conference now where Devers is asked. Can we start with Devers and spring training and being asked about playing? I think it was third base at the time or first base, one of the two.
Saying if they ask you to DH, you won't do it?
No.
Can you expand on that?
I play third.
That's it.
There it is.
No,
there
I play third. Yeah.
I play third. They asked him if DH. He said no. Now, eventually, he relented and played DH, moved on, didn't hear another peep about it until he was asked to play first. Now he gets traded, and you know you got to have the press conference. Scraby, play the San Francisco press conference, please.
Five-time gold glover at third base already. He's not healthy right now, but once he returns, it's the matter of position. Have you talked to Buster and Bob about potentially playing first base? Do you see yourself more as a designated hitter, and what were those conversations with the Giants brass like regarding your long-term position with this team?
Sorry, I couldn't edit the video. Estoy disponible a dar el 100% de mí donde me pongan. No tengo ningún pero, no tengo ninguna decisión. Solamente ellos tienen son los jefes míos. Juego donde me pongan.
I'm here to give my 100%. I don't put any buts. They're the men in charge. I am here to play wherever they want me to play.
There you go.
Wow.
So
maybe is it possible he just hired a new interpreter between then and now?
Well, it's a team
who's answering, right? Who's answering the questions differently.
That would be hilarious.
Like, does Raphael know what the guy just told everybody? Maybe maybe he didn't want everybody to say that.
That I'm sure that has crossed people's minds. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, right. No, he's saying yeah. exactly what Rafi said. So right. I think the question, Chris, you have to ask yourself is why the change of heart?
Why, yeah.
Why for a new team that you really don't know anybody on? You don't know how they're going to – I mean, you know they wanted you, but that's about as far as it goes versus the team that drafted you and brought you up. And, you know, and you've been there for a long time. Why do you think the change of heart?
I think there's two things. One, I'll let you expand on, which I think is the Red Sox did him, I think, dirty, and I think he tried to get them back to a certain extent. He didn't like the fact that they didn't communicate with him, and that's fair. I think he owes, you know, the Red Sox keep saying he needs to do more as a $300 million ball player, $130 million ball player. I think that goes both ways. I think they needed to communicate better with him. I think the second thing that may not be quite as obvious is that I think, just like any other person, I think he saw the fallout from the way he reacted the first time.
Yeah.
And I think he looked at that and he said, you know what? Maybe I didn't come off the way I wanted to. Mm. And, you know, there is a disconnect, but we don't want to give him credit for it, but he doesn't speak the language that well. So things get lost. And I think this time he wants to look a little better in the eyes of the people out there. So those are my two reasons.
I think that's a great point. I think both things can be true. I think he definitely should have handled it better. I think Boston bungled this. Because remember, they clearly, based on the reaction, based on what we know, they clearly didn't talk to him about the Bregman thing before it happened. And that doesn't mean that if he's in disagreement with it, that you don't go after him. It just means you know what you're walking into at that point. But they never gave him the chance, it sounds right. like, right? And so he reacted the way he reacted. And eventually he got over it, right? He moved on. They were playing good baseball when they traded. Just swept the Yankees, for crying out loud.
Right.
And then you ask him to move to first, and he's like, wait a minute. Y'all just asked me to move off of third, told me to put my glove up. Now you want me to move to first. And listen, if you're in the locker room, I can understand you feeling some type of way, because it sounds like, you know, based off of, I can't believe it's Passan's report. Somebody made the report or had a report that Breslow went in there to, Craig Breslow, who is the GM, went in there to kind of have an explanation, give the team an explanation of what their thinking was. And the team, oh, you know who it was? It was Papelbon reported this. Jonathan Papelbon. You know, he's now kind of getting into this mix a little bit. He's getting into this mix a little bit. And he said they basically were like, we don't need an explanation. So I don't know. They might have a weird mix in that locker room. Heard some things last year when Kinley was there. You're having this situation. But I think to your point, though, Chris, yeah, he definitely probably realized this team is trading for me. I want to do it better than I did it when I was in Boston. But it also doesn't mean that Boston didn't bungle this in a mighty, mighty. They didn't even get the best package they could for him at this point. You know, they bungled it on multiple fronts, in my opinion.
And they have, they're trying to backpedal, right, as much as they can by saying, oh, no, we're going to be way better off. You see.
They better.
You wait and see, right. So they better.
Because they don't have the type of fan base that's going to sit there and be be quiet about it. I can tell you that.
They don't have the, you know, calm, even-minded fan base like we have in San Diego.
Yeah.
That is patient when the team loses some games. No. In Boston, they, you know, they really get upset. Now, that's going to happen for sure. Speaking of upset, Tony, before you go.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark, I this is bad for the WNBA. I want to just say this up front. They're not showing highlights anymore of her making baskets and making plays. The only thing that is leading the highlight thing is her getting in a scrap and pushing and shoving and somebody bumping her down. This is not looking – I don't think this is what the WNBA wants, but it's happening now, game in and game out. And last night it happened again. I didn't see what led up to it. I just saw the highlights. And she pushed something. They pushed her. She pushed somebody else. Somebody came over and shouldered her down to the ground. She got up, walked away, put both palms up in the air as to say, what did I do wrong? Which is kind of a common thing with her. I don't, you know, the other highlight I saw was Angel Reese the other day with her hair gets pulled. She gets upset. This is, I want the WNBA to stand on its merit as a league where we're watching because the players are playing well, not because this is happening every night.
Yeah, no, listen, I don't think that's incumbent on the WNBA. I think that's incumbent on the people reporting on it. I mean, that's SportsCenter. And those, you're right. I'm starting to see more of the non-basketball stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and which is fine because we do it in the men's sport, right? Anytime there's a scuffle, yeah, that's going to be at the front page. I understand that. But you can't forget to show the actual skill part. You know what I'm saying? The actual fun part. And so, I honestly think it's good for basketball, for women's basketball from this standpoint. I think the competition is going to get raised because of Caitlin Clark. Everybody is going to be on their best when she's on the court. And I think it makes better. Now, I think, we are going to have to figure out how to cover it better. You know, I think the rush to the drama, the TMZ elements of it is low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that you shouldn't show it, because I think you should. I think it's important that it has the same complexity.
It can be part of the story. It shouldn't be the whole story.
It can't be
and
the
that's
whole
what they're
story
doing right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's the beginning stages of this year. We don't want to fall into that trap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Of only doing that.
And I also want to just point this out because I can't tell whether I'm on Caitlin Clark's side or not. I can't tell whether they really are targeting her or if she is kind of responsible. But I'm leaning to the she is responsible part because she's involved every time with different players and different teams. It's not the same people. Seems like she gets under the skin of every single person she plays. So that's something. And you
she's
also compare
definitely
to,
an antagonist out there.
I think
like,
so.
At times, especially when she got it going, she's letting them know.
Yeah.
She, you know, and that's all fun. That's what it's supposed to be. But you can't. Unfortunately, you can't control how someone reacts to you. You know, let
don't
them
walk
have
away
it.
With your palms up. You know exactly why that person got mad at you. You know exactly what you did to upset them. And I also want to say on the other side, Paige Bueckers, who's just as big of a star as Caitlin
Balling,
Clark,
by the
she's
way.
Just playing basketball. We don't see her highlights. But nobody's trying to fight with her. So where's the difference?
That's why.
Well, because she's playing?
Real quick. Drama. I'm watching sports. I'm watching SportsCenter, and Chris, your favorite golfer, took a shot and then like sledgehammered, axed through his club because he was upset with it. You wouldn't guess who that was.
Are we talking Rory McIlroy?
We are talking.
Even Scrappy's coming over to the side.
No,
of the yes, he is.
No.
You're sneaking over here.
I don't like him being a jerk.
No?
I don't like that.
Then you shouldn't like him.
I knew that was coming.
He's a jerk.
He ran right into that.
I just think Rory's golf game is amazing. So
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah,
it's in shambles right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
He doesn't care. Remember, he climbed the mountain. He's got nothing to climb anymore.
He's trying to figure out how to get down. Is that what he said?
Yeah,
right?
He's coming down the. He be coming down the mountain when he comes. You guys remember that?
Getting off.
Hell yes,
no.
We remember.
Let's get to break. Can we get to break?
Yes. I got a great tease, though. Can I just give one tease before?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Because yeah. I know, finally, first time ever.
I know, first time ever. We are going to have the Daily Gambit, but one of all of our favorite athletes was caught driving 101 miles per hour.
Yes.
And
you
never guess who this was.
He was going so good.
Yeah, now he's hit
a bump. His 21-year-oldness had to come out of him at some point.
Yes, it did. We'll tell you who it is when we come back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So we get into the Daily Gambit. Chris Hello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Here's who is driving 101 miles per hour, allegedly, right? It's all got to be allegedly, or does it not? If a police stops you for driving a 101, is that a done deal? Or do they have to then prove that you were driving 101?
What is the county that this happened in?
This happened in Strongsville, Ohio.
Okay.
Anyway, the police department stopped this young man at 12:24 a.m. He's driving 41 miles over the speed limit in his Dodge TRX truck. I guess he left the Rolls Royce at home. The player in question is, of course, none other than Shador Sanders. That's going to start a firestorm, right, Scrape? Everyone's going to have an opinion on this. Everyone's going to call Dion. Dion will say, it's kids being kids.
Which kind of is.
And I'll give him a little kids being kids. I'm going to give a little of that, Scrape. I get it. He's 23. But this is a mistake that has to stop being made. Too many people are dying. Too many people are, getting in horrible accidents, driving well over 100 miles per hour. It is scary, not just for the driver. Like, if he was driving somewhere on a lonely highway 101 and the only person he could hurt is himself, then, you know, I can live with it better than driving around town, because you flip your car, you lose control, and now you hit that poor person who's just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I know nobody thinks of that, but I do.
I think of it. I think if we have the 101 miles per hour, then it's pretty. This is just a ticket. It's not like he was arrested, I don't believe.
No, cited.
Yes, cited by police. So
it's only a $250 fine,
which is crazy to me, because anything over 100 seems like you should be fined a lot more than $250.
I mean, if you're Shador Sanders, I mean, and that's the fine, he might just go out and do it again tomorrow.
Well,
and pay the $250.
I don't understand why. This seems like an NFL problem, by the way. I don't hear about this in other sports as much.
No.
We hear Jordan Addison on the freeway a couple years ago going over 100. We hear Rasheed Rice a couple years ago going over 100.
We got the Philadelphia Eagles line guy from
Jalen
Georgia.
Carter, you got.
And, of course, the Henry Ruggs thing, which is the saddest.
It's still
of all.
Popping up again because he apologized to the family today. And
he did say
at the end, I hope to play in the NFL again, which.
Yeah.
Now that
I've apologized, I should be good to go.
Yeah. Put me back in the NFL. Put me back in. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, we've already had that discussion. How about putting the family back together that you destroyed? How about that?
If we're going to talk about it, I give him credit for apologizing, but it does not mean you're back in the NFL.
Yeah.
But Shador, he has to know better.
He's so high profile.
Exactly.
He really should just be. He's got to be more careful than most guys.
Do you think a first round pick does this? Maybe, but if Shador Sanders does this, this becomes a massive deal.
Yeah,
if a fifth-round pick does this like another guy.
I know, but this is a big deal, and everyone's going to get in on it. All right, we don't really have a lot of time for the gambit, other than to say that last night you would probably rather me not disclose the results.
I did not.
You were 1-6.
Oh, I didn't know it was that bad. Wow.
And so that was a bad night. We lost on the Padres. You won. Your only win was Dodgers Padres over 10 runs.
Yeah, the rest was bad.
The rest, the Yankees got shut out. We both took the Yankees. Vasquez did not go over 2.5 strikeouts. He had 2. Both of them were Shohei, by the way.
Yes, they were.
We both took the Oilers to keep the Stanley Cup going.
That didn't happen.
Florida won the Cup last night. Paige Beckers got over 18.5 points. And we both had Rafael Devers under 1.5 total bases. Well, he had a double on his second at bat, so he
delivered.
Beat that. Anyway, we'll get to our picks. Maybe, I don't know when we'll sneak them in, because I know we got Court coming up.
We have extra time at 5:40 if you want to.
A little later. Yeah, we'll get some picks in. There's some fun ones that I want to get to. Well, let me do a couple, because we got
a
minute.
We can make the pick.
Let me just do a couple.
All right.
Because this game's starting shortly.
Okay.
Washington Nationals are still favored, 1.5 over the Rockies. I say one still favored because the Nationals have now lost 10 in a row. The Rockies beat them again last night. And don't look now, but the Rockies are 7-7 in their last 14 games.
Good for them.
Do you believe in the Rockies finally enough to pick them? You are getting 1.5.
Is Mackenzie Gore pitching tonight?
Oh, good question.
Because if he is, then the answer is no.
Pitchers for this game are the famous Mitchell Parker for the Nats, Germán Márquez.
You know what? I'll go with the Rocks.
I'm going to take the Red Hot Rocks. They hit 7 home runs last night, the Rockies did.
Wait, 7?
7 home runs, yeah.
Don't waste your month's total in one
no
game,
kidding,
guys.
Yeah. Anyway. Real quick, we got 2 minutes. Let's go. Yeah. Arkansas -1.5 LSU. LSU wins, they go to the final. Arkansas wins, they force another game. Coastal Carolina has already made the World Series final. Who do you like tonight? Arkansas -1.5.
I feel like Arkansas is going to ride that no-hitter.
Arkansas. They should win this game. LSU beat them the first time. I think Arkansas gets this one. How about Emmett Sheehan? Dodger starter tonight, 3.5 strikeouts.
Is he an actual starter?
He's going to start. I mean, you never know with Dave Roberts. He could pull him out any time.
Dave Roberts is slowly becoming Joe Mazzulla.
He's tough to figure out there.
No, I mean, like, the philosopher. Like, I'm so much smarter than everybody. Anyway.
Unfortunately, yes, but everything he does seems to work, and that's, you know why it works?
Stinks.
Well, you know why it works? Because he's got the better team. That's why it works.
That's also true.
It's annoying.
I'm going to go under.
Under? 4Ks? Yeah, he's got to be under. Come on, Padres. I mean, he's only going to face Bogarts twice, so.
I mean, Bogarts isn't a K problem. He's a double play problem.
I know. Yankees 1.5 over the Angels. We already talked about the Yankees have been shut out 3 straight games. Do you believe in the Yankees tonight to finally break through? I do. I'll take the Yankees.
Yeah, I will too.
They're facing Jack Kochanowicz of the Halos.
All right.
Dodgers Padres 9.5 runs. Over, under, Scraby.
Both games have been over. I'm going to go over.
Over again. Seems like an over. All right, we're good. We got the picks in.
All right.
Under the wire.
Nice.
Well done, more Gwen and Chris. Sports Court is around the corner. Don't go anywhere. Tony has gone to get his wig, and we will return with more on 97.3 The Fan.
Ben and Woods on The Fan.
Coming up on Friday, we'll wrap up the Dodgers series. We will talk to our pal Darren Smith about SDFC, and we'll be talking to Padres CEO Eric Rupner.
Listen to Ben and Woods weekdays from 6 to 10 on 97.3 The Fan.
Tony Gwynn Jr. here. The baseball season is upon us, which means long days and restless nights. So I spoke to my friends at Symbiotico, who recommended I take their best-selling magnesium L-threonate daily. And let me tell you, my sleep is deeper, I wake up feeling refreshed, and my mind is sharper. If you're struggling with restless nights or brain fog, this is your game changer. Want to feel the same? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code PADRES for 15% off plus shipping site-wide. That's Symbiotica.com, code PADRES for 15% off.
Hey, I'm Austin Gardner.
And I'm Kyle Lobe. We're the founders of GL Pools, San Diego's largest family-owned pool service and repair company.
We're grateful to have helped thousands of San Diegans keep their pools crystal clear since 2006, and we'd love to help you too.
Call GL Pools today and mention radio, and we will give you 1 free month of pool service so you can experience what pool service should be, with no contracts, no commitments.
You've worked hard for your backyard, and so will we. Visit glpools.com today and get back to enjoying your pool. That's glpools.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200.
Matt Scraby's in San Diego, but he's probably also in La La Land.
Always.
Always. We'll have a Scraby segment near the end of the show today, because there's no Chronicles tonight.
No.
Instead, we've got Padres baseball against the Dodgers. God. And if I could just really implore the team to win tonight, just for me and for you.
They have to.
For our own sanity.
They have to, Chris.
Xander wants to get a hit in there. It wouldn't hurt either. Although I know it seemed like it was all on his shoulders last night. It just wasn't 100%. He hit into 2 double plays. Believe me, we all felt the same pain there.
Yes.
But Sheets with the bases loaded, 1 out, pop out.
Jeremiah Estrada
gave up 5. We haven't even talked about that.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, he came in and gave up single, homer, single, single, single. Like, that's it. And then, I mean, with all due respect to Yuki, come on, Yuki. He comes in wild pitch just to set the runners up, and then a single so that they both score, or double. I mean, those 2 runs were the difference in the game, the 2 that he let score. So, I mean, it was just a terrible inning all the way around.
What did you think about Mike Schilt taking Randy Vasquez out, like, 68 pitches? We wanted it to happen. He went through Ohtani 3 times.
And then why, after he did that, didn't you stay with him?
I would have stayed with him.
I think it's a fair question. Like, when Ohtani was coming around for the 3rd time, I was watching. And they had Matsui warming
up.
So I thought, okay, he's done. He's going to come out. They made a decision. They're not going to let him. But then the Ohtani came up, and Vasquez stayed in the game. And he struck him out, I think.
He did.
And then he got Betts to end the inning.
Yes.
And he was at 68 pitches. The only thing he'd really done wrong was, you know, hang 2 pitches to Pajes, which is, you know, but still.
Solo shots.
You're still in the game, 3-3. I think it's a little bit of Monday morning quarterbacking, but it's not a lot. I think eventually you got to take the training wheels off.
The training wheels are off for me.
Right.
Obviously, I'm not the manager.
No, but let him pitch the sixth inning. You already let him get Ohtani and Betts, so why not stay with it now?
Yeah, because now you're going into the part of the lineup that he could...
It's not as difficult. I would have stayed with him. Vasquez, I think, has impressed me. He didn't walk anybody again, right? Or maybe he had one walk.
No, he had no walks.
No walks, right?
No walks.
He's coming after guys.
Yep.
He's not wasting pitches. 68 pitches is not too many.
No.
Especially when your bullpen might be a little tired. I don't know if Estrada's tired. I know he would never say that. Use it as an excuse. He's pitching terrible. That's what he would say. And that's accurate. But, yeah, I don't know why you took Vasquez out there. I don't. I think the training wheels need to come off. And here's the other thing. You got Kolek tonight. So you're going to do the same thing?
I feel like he has more faith in Kolek than he does in Randy Vasquez.
I mean, but eventually this game's going to get into the sixth inning tonight. So where are you going to go?
And we talked about yesterday. I talked about it on Monday. Mike Schilts says that his bullpen is being used a lot, but it's kind of a self-created problem when you're only letting guys go 4 2/3 or 5 innings. Then you have 4 innings to cover.
On the other
every single night.
I know, I hear you, but on the other side, the Dodgers do a bullpen game every night and beat you.
I don't know how that is possible.
That is so annoying.
It is very annoying.
And they put a graphic up last night. Do you know what team has had the most bullpen innings this year by a wide margin?
The Dodgers?
Yeah. Dodgers. They've used their bullpen way more than any other team. And yet they have a bullpen night Monday. They have a bullpen night last night. They have a rookie who hasn't pitched in 2 years starting tonight. So you know they're going to use the bullpen most of tonight as well. Eventually, you've got to make that strategy, you know, not pay off for them. But they keep doing it. These guys come in. Why isn't Banda ever tired? Why isn't Kopech ever tired? Why isn't Kirby Yates ever tired?
I'll take Kopech in there anytime.
No, I know. I agree with you. But why isn't Vesia ever tired? These guys seem like they pitch every game against us.
Well, Tanner Scott has pitched three games in a row, so he probably will not be able to pitch.
I wouldn't put it past him. I don't know. The Dodgers just keep doing, you know...
It is annoying, but you got to think at some point this bullpen thing is going to blow up on them.
It hasn't yet. The only, like Tony said, the only game the Padres have beaten them this year was the one runaway game. The other four games,
the Dodgers kind of gave up on that one too,
right? And the other four games have been close, and the Dodger bullpen's gotten the job done versus the Padre bullpen, which hasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't get it. It's very annoying to me.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either, Chris.
Don't like it.
But I was happy for Randy Vasquez striking out Shohei third
time. To me, he's
through.
Pitching well, and you've got to reward him by letting him try to get a win in that game. I know it doesn't mean much to you. It doesn't mean much to the overall. It's a team game. But for the psyche of a young pitcher, why keep taking him out when he's pitching well?
Let him feel that. Let him go through it.
I don't think it's the right thing to do.
And if he struggles, then you're in the same spot you would have been when you took him out in the fifth inning with the bullpen. But Dominic says something that I agree with. Probably easier for them to pitch knowing their lineup is potent and can score multiple runs at any time. Loosens things up, yes.
Yeah, no, that's a point.
And what you said last week has stuck with me. And as the Dodgers team... is just constructed better right at this moment.
They're deeper.
They're way deeper. I'd rather have Tommy Edman in the ninth spot than Maldonado.
Their 7-8-9 is Pajes, right?
Yes,
Pajes, usually seventh. I think he's sixth tonight, but seventh. Eighth is, you know, Tommy Edman or who was the other one? Oh, Conforto's having a tough year. But the other, Ha-Seong Kim, who's hitting .390. Edmund's batting down there. Kike bats down there. Those guys are all dangerous.
Like, they're pulling those guys out. In the Padres roster, they're pulling guys like Trenton Brooks, who hit a home run, which was good.
And
then you're pulling guys like Bryce Johnson. He got on base when he needed to.
Right, but...
they're not the same.
No. All right, we got to get to Sports Court. And before that, I think you got to check traffic. Am I right about that?
Yes,
I'm not right too often.
Yes.
But maybe this time I am.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We don't really have anything local except for the last one, but we do have a couple things that happened in Major League Baseball over the last couple days I think we can make a ruling on. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spirocuisine.com. All right. The first one is going to be, there it is, the bed. Nick Castellanos. We talked about him briefly yesterday, but there was a part that I didn't really know. He was benched yesterday for quote-unquote inappropriate comments made towards manager Rob Thompson on Monday, and this ended Castellanos's 236-game consecutive start streak, the second-longest active streak in Major League Baseball and longest for the Phillies since Pete Rose. 1980 through 1983. So, Tony, you're up first. Is it wrong to bench him for comments to end his streak? Is Rob Thompson in the wrong?
What'd he say? I didn't see what
no
he
one
said.
Knows.
Yeah, he
no
won't say what he said, but he did seem to agree with the fact that he said something that he wasn't right. And yeah, he said, I said something. I went over the line. And he's the manager. So that's what he said.
But it ended a 236 game streak.
Regardless of whether he admitted it or not, I think that's great that he acknowledges that he did something wrong. But yeah, man, I mean, that's part of it. Like, it's not just you're not going to play today. It's whatever else was in line with that is also going to fall to the wayside, too. And if that's the 200, and by the way, that's. Why are we even talking about that? It's not even like, I get it. It's a lot of games, but.
Second longest active streak in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it ain't close to a record, though, so you know what I'm saying.
If he was at 2,000, you know, 631, and he needed one to pass Cal Ripken, then I would say it'd be out of pocket to sit him. But he wasn't quite there.
It's kind of like when the New York Giants sat Eli Manning for no reason at all and ended his start streak.
Whatever.
Chris.
Those things don't matter anymore, do they? Start streaks?
I think they matter more than ever with guys taking off games and not playing for different reasons.
Nobody gets to any kind of number anymore. So anyway. I'm happy. I was actually happy about this story. Not because I have anything against Nick Castellanos. But it just reminds me that there's still a little hope left for authority in Major League Baseball.
Authority.
A little bit. You know, I mean, because authority has taken a lot of punishment over the last 20 years. You know, we don't have authority over anything because everybody's rights have to be considered. I'm surprised that Nick Castellanos hasn't filed a grievance in municipal court, Philadelphia, for this. I'm going to uphold Coach Thompson's decision here, and I'm going to applaud it, and I'm also going to applaud the way that Castellanos took his punishment standing up like a man.
All right. Next one. So this was go ahead, Tony.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This was in the Brewers-Cubs game from yesterday, but a Milwaukee radio host is taking some heat from Cubs fans for something he put on Twitter after a play in that game. So Jackson Churio, the center fielder, went back for a deep fly ball hit by Kyle Tucker, and while going up to catch it, it bounced off his glove. He redirected it into the IV, bounced off the wall, and back to Churio, and never touched the ground. So it still ruled a double.
It hit the wall, though, right?
It did hit the wall.
Okay.
This guy, Vince Vitrano, he tweeted this. I'm not debating the call. The rule is stupid. How Chicago is that? Oh, no. Off the magic ivy doesn't count as a catch. LOL. Like a third grader making up wiffle ball rules in the backyard.
Who was the host?
Yeah, who was it?
Vince Vitrano. Apparently, he's a Milwaukee radio guy.
So he's a Milwaukee guy. He's upset that the rule allows the ball to bounce off the ivy, and as soon as it hits there, it's a double. But apparently, he thinks this is only for the Cub hitters. Is that what it is? Because the same ruling would have been if a Milwaukee guy hit the ball.
Now, for everybody else,
Vince said he's not. He said he's not debating the rule.
He's just saying the rule is stupid.
Well, okay, so he is debating the rule. No, he's saying that the rule is stupid.
Okay, I guess you could put it that way. But all right, so for everybody out there, if you're at another park, you're at Petco Park,
right?
This hits the fence, never hits the ground. Is it an out or is it a double?
It can't hit the fence, y'all.
That's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah, the ball has to be caught, like the bat. The bat hits the ball. The ball travels. It then needs to go to glove. It can maybe hit the body, then the glove, but it can't hit the body, the wall, and then your glove. Like that's come on, guys. That's a hit. It'd be no different if I hit a line drive and it hit the wall and then somebody caught it on the fly. Like
that's a good way of putting it, actually.
It's not any different than that.
All right, so the actual sports court topic is, Tony, should he be getting as crushed as he is on social media?
Yes, he should be getting crushed.
Chris?
This is a silly, silly thing.
Yeah, my ruling, first of all, is Vince, go out in the hallway, go back to your car, and drive home. Get out of my courtroom as fast as possible.
Okay.
You have no case. Number two, you have wasted my time to the point where I not only don't mind you getting roasted on social media, but I would like to know your social media so that I can broadcast it to everybody out there so more people can roast you for this stupid take. Look, he's trying to make a Milwaukee-Chicago thing out of this. And I understand that they are rivals 90 miles away in that regard, but this has nothing to do with Chicago. What is there a special rule if the ball bounces off one of the wiener guys running around the field during innings? The sausage guys.
You know what I mean? No, I really didn't until you
did. All right, well, I had to square that away. But, you know, look, this is all Milwaukee thing. Hey, what a dummy. Vince, you're stupid.
Oh, no. Off the magic ivy doesn't count as a catch.
I don't get it.
I think he didn't understand the rule.
Yeah, maybe not. Not good.
This seems like something I would tweet out back in the day.
It really does seem
back
like
in the day.
You would tweet.
Even I know that rule. All right, last one. This is from someone who sent this to me over the weekend, knowing that we like to talk about driving stuff and driving etiquette and all this other stuff. But this is from the guy. I'm usually the driver for my family, but recently I've had to take medication, so I'm not supposed to drive for a few weeks. So over the weekend, my wife and I took the kids to the fair. She was driving. We were going 5 north in the Via della Valle exit line. Right. I was trying to keep my cool. But my wife kept letting people in and cut the line.
Very good. What's this young lady's name?
I don't know.
Here. Bring her into the courtroom.
Jerkface is what her name is.
Well, he called her Jerkface?
I called her Jerkface.
Oh, you called for letting people in? What if you're the person that wants to get in?
That's my fault for not planning ahead.
Gotcha. Sure.
I finally...
So you would just accept the fact that she didn't let you in and drive off.
Let me finish and then I will
find
go back
that hard
to, that.
To believe.
I finally spoke up and not let that happen because it messes up everything for the people behind us.
Yeah.
She said she wanted to be nice, and this may be an overreaction on my part, but I told her she is rewarding bad behavior and she is allowing the dregs of society to cut in line.
Okay.
Now, back to you, Chris. Yes. And your point.
My ruling.
I will not, if there is a space and I can safely make
There's always a space.
There might be.
There's always a space.
But I'm talking about the people that wait until the very last second.
I know, I get you.
That try to hit your car because they have to get off the freeway.
I get you, and they didn't wait in line, so you would like them to pay the price and not let them in.
Okay, so the question from this guy is this. Do you guys think letting people in while waiting in a long line is okay?
It's fine. It's okay. You know why it's okay? You know, I don't disappoint you. You know why it's okay? Because all of you people, and I want everybody in society to listen to my ruling here.
The dregs of society?
No, I'm not talking to the dregs. I'm talking to all, dregs included. Understand that if somebody does cut you off, as frustrating as that may be, please just remind yourself, you're now only one car length further back. It's okay. Your day will continue. Don't have a coronary. And if we had more of that attitude and less of the, I'm going to kill that guy for cutting me off attitude, everything would be a lot better off.
I never say that. I just don't give anybody a space.
Yes, you would
I
like
just
to
don't give anybody a space.
If you had a rental car, you'd hit the bumper. I think.
I've told you guys before, when I was driving my crappy Prius, I was like, hit me! Dare ya!
Yeah.
Tony, is it? Do you think it's okay letting people in while waiting in a long line?
I'm going to give you guys a real answer. It depends on my mood that day.
That's a good
fair
point,
enough.
Too.
Fair enough,
That's
Judge.
A good point
fair
too.
Enough,
some
Judge
days, some days I am. I feel like, you know what, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Let you in. But some days I don't. Some days I am like, nah, man, nah. I just watched this other car in front of me let 3 people in. No one else is getting in
front of me.
I'm tired. It went from 1 car to 8 cars, so I'm done. I'm not doing it today. That's how I feel sometimes. But
the only reason
I try to be like Chris on most occasions, but occasionally, I'm not the best version of myself.
Yeah, no, you do finally get to a point, right? Everybody has a point. Here's the thing that let people in is because not even every now and again, oftentimes I'm the guy that needs to get in.
Yeah, no,
because I'm impatient. I don't want to sit back there 2 miles. I drive up there and I wait for an opening, and there's 99% of the time
an
opening.
What if you don't find an opening? Are you
never not
cutting your way in, or
no,
are you just going to the next exit?
I would go to the next exit, but I've never not found one.
That's okay.
I've done that. Listen, I do that all the time going on the 5 when I got to get onto the Imperial, go that way.
Oh, yeah.
Where it splits. Yeah, man, I don't know why people are driving so slow right there in the first place. It's mind-blowing. It's been going on for years now. It's like, I know you guys all drive the same freeway like I do. Why are we slowing here? There's no reason to slow. You get to that point every time, and you can get in because there's a whole bunch of space because people are driving slow. I just don't understand.
There's always somebody that's a little slow on the get up and lets you in.
Oh, there's always there's always the one on the phone. Like, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. The person who was like, wait, now I need to go. And then they race through the red, and then I have to wait.
If there's a chance for me to catch you slipping, I will catch you slipping and slide on in front of you. I will.
Yeah,
but I will return the favor. If you need to get in, and I notice that you need to get in, plus, I think it's hypocritical of me
100%.
When I'm sitting in the right lane and I put my left blinker on And the guy in the left lane who's behind me notices my blinker and speeds up so that I can't get over. And I go crazy, so I don't want to be that guy when somebody else needs to get over.
Man, you should never drive near me.
I know. I'm sure you're one of those guys that, oh, no, he wants to get over. I can't give up this car length.
No, I can't give up.
I've been that guy, too. So I've been all of these people.
Me too. Except for the nice one. I don't think I've ever been the nice one. But, that was a good question out there. If you have any driving etiquette you guys want to talk about,
we can love
driving etiquette.
You know, we can almost open a separate courtroom just for driving
Traffic
court etiquette, yes.
All right, that's it for Sports Court. When we get back, Chris versus the fans, your chance for a trip to win a trip to Las Vegas, 833-288-0973. Get in line now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.